Thank you so much. This is an honor. This is really an honor. And I thank also Rachel for translating for me.
Yeah. 今天很荣幸 来到这里 跟大家 分享神的话语。
I am indeed a long-time resident here. My family has lived here for 90 years.
我确实在这个地区生活了很久了，我的家族已经在这边超过有90年了。And
fact is, I myself, my brother, and my family would help build this church.
我的家人，我和我的兄弟，我们一起都在这个教会最初开始建立的时候，我们都有参与。Anyway,
let's begin here. We're going to be talking today about guilt.
我们今天会讲 关于罪疚感。
My scripture reading today will be from Psalm 32, verses 1 to 6.
我们今天要查考经文在诗篇第32篇1节到6节。
Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them.
诗篇32篇1到6节，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。 我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。为此，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你，大水泛溢的时候必不能到他那里。
May the Lord bless the reading of His Word in every language.
愿神祝福他的话语，不论是我们用什么样的语言，读什么样的翻译的版本。
Before I was a minister, I was in public schools teaching for 32 years.
在我成为在教会做牧师之前，我在公立的学校教书30多年。
For 5 of those years, I was school administrator.
其中有五年我是在公立学校做行政工作。
One of the advantages of being a school administrator, it gave me a lot of sermon illustrations.
好处呢，就是那个时候，作为行政人员，我其实接受了很多关于怎么样讲道，怎么样传福音的这个训练。
Case in point, I remember the case where there was a nine-year-old boy sitting in front of me in my office.
有一次，有一个9岁的小男孩坐在我的办公室里面。
I called him up because I had discovered he had committed certain transgressions against school rules.
我之所以把他叫我办公室，是因为他违反了一些校规。
And as he sat there, I rose from my desk and went and stood in front of him.
我就慢慢地从我座位上站起来，然后走到他的面前。I
am told I can be somewhat intimidating.
那个时候学校规定说我可以其实吓唬他。I
stood that way for 30 seconds.
我就这样站在他面前30秒钟。I'm
sure it felt like 30 hours to the boy.
我相信这个小男孩肯定觉得我在那站了30多个小时。
I had never seen a nine-year-old boy sweat like that.
我从来没有见过一个9岁的男孩出那么多汗。
Soon, outpoured confessions of his guilt.
他就30秒之内，他就开始陈述他做的这些坏事。
He told me how he and his friends had taken basketballs and soccer balls and hidden them in the trash cans.
他就告诉我说，他和他的这个小伙伴踢足球，专门往那个垃圾桶上踢。
So they could come back and get them after school was over.
所以他们就藏在垃圾桶里，然后下课了以后就去再去那边把球找出来。
I dutifully noted down all the names of the culprits in this event.
我就拿张纸写下来他跟他一起的这个同犯的名字。
The interesting thing is, I didn't know anything about that. That's not why I called him up to the office.
有意思的就是那天我叫他来我办公室并不是因为这件事、他犯的这个小规。
He had been caught doing something else entirely.
我叫他来我这儿是为了问他另外一件事。
But the boy was a victim of his own guilt.
但这个小男孩呢他因为他做错了事情所以他自己就一直承受着这个罪的重量。
My presence and attitude only added to his sense of conviction.
我站在他面前、好像是要吓唬他其实只是让他自己里面的这个罪疚感更加的沉重。
And that led to the punishment of him and his friends.
那他跟我坦诚了以后呢对他和他的这些同伙就有一些相应的惩罚。
Would it be great never to feel guilty?
如果我们从来不会觉得感受到这种罪疚感，那样的人生是不是会更美好呢？
There are people who go through life without guilt.
有一些人，他们一生当中都不会有罪疚感。
In English, we call those people sociopaths.
在英文里面，我们叫这些人反社会人格。
Or politicians.
或者是政治家。
They basically have no conscience.
基本上他们不受自己良心的谴责。
And they very often end up in prison.
很多的时候他们都会在监狱度过自己的一生。
But let's assume for today that we all are familiar with guilt.
但我今天要假设说我们或多或少都有过这种罪疚感。
When we talk about guilt, we must talk about the gospel.
当我们讨论到罪疚感的时候，我们必须要讲福音的信息。
The Bible tells us all of us are guilty of sinning.
圣经说，世人都犯了罪。
God's standard of goodness is perfection, and we have never reached that.
神对于良善和公义的标准是完美的，我们作为人永远都达不到那个完美的标准。
Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But is guilt always bad?
罪疚感是不是永远都是不好的呢？
No, sometimes guilt is good and necessary.
有的时候我们有这种罪疚感是好的，可以是好的，也是必要的。
That is how we know we have sinned and need to repent.
当我们感觉到有罪疚感的时候，就知道说，哦，我们犯了罪，我们需要悔改。
Guilt can be a warning system.
我们有罪疚感这件事情，其实是给我们的一个警报系统。
This good guilt helps us develop a better understanding of our choices.
好的罪疚感能够帮助我们在做决定的时候选择做对的事情。
And how those choices can be a danger to our immortal souls.
若是我们做错的决定，做错的事情，那对我们的灵魂来说，其实是一种伤害。
It's like me asking, is pain bad?
就像我问你说，身体上的疼痛是好的吗？
Without pain, we will not know if there's something wrong with our body.
如果我们身体感受不到疼痛，那我们有病了，我们自己也不知道。
Without guilt, we would not know if there is something wrong with our soul.
若是我们完全没有罪疚感的话，那我们的灵魂里面出现问题，犯罪的时候，我们也不知道。
But spiritual guilt is addressed by Christ's death on the cross.
但是在灵魂里面的这种罪疚，最深的罪疚，唯一被解决的方式是因着耶稣基督在十字架上。
We can all find many verses in the Bible that relate to this.
我们可以在圣经里面找到很多关于神讲这、罪疚感这件事情。
Hebrews 10:22 says, Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water.
希伯来书十章二十二节这样讲，并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去，身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到神面前。
The way to no longer feel guilty is not to deny the guilt.
要平息我们心里的罪疚感，不是说你拒绝承认，说我一点也没有负罪感。
But we need to face it and ask for forgiveness.
而是要直面罪疚感，并且跟神祈求神的原谅。
If you've done that, God has forgiven you.
如果你有过这样的经历，你就知道说神必要饶恕我们的罪。
Now, you need to leave that guilt behind.
那既然神已经饶恕了你，你就需要把这个不要再纠结在这个罪疚感，而是继续往前走。
One additional thing about guilt is it's not something that you need to be ashamed of.
关于罪疚感有一点非常重要，就是说你不需要以此为此感到羞耻。
Guilt is not shame.
罪疚感和羞耻是不一样的。
They're not the same.
是两件事情。
Vody Bachman was an American pastor and author.
Vody Bachman 是一个美国的牧师。
He said, guilt comes from within, shame comes from without.
他说罪疚感是从我们的心里发出来的，而羞耻感是外界进来的。
Theologian John Bradshaw said something else.
有一个神学家 John Bradshaw 是这样讲的。
Guilt says, I've done something wrong.
罪疚感是说，哎呀，我做错事情了。
Shame says there's something wrong with you.
羞耻感是不断跟你说你是个错误。
Guilt says I've made a mistake.
罪疚感说我犯错了。
Shame says you are a mistake.
羞耻感是说你就是一个错误。
Guilt says what I did was not good.
罪疚感说我做的那件事是坏事。
Shame says you are no good.
羞耻感是说在你的里面你已经坏透了。
You are a child of God.
我们是神的儿女。
You are not junk.
我们不是垃圾。
He made you to be wonderful.
神造我们并且看我们为美好。
Do not accept shame.
不要接受，要拒绝接受羞耻感。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Stop being distracted by your past.
不要总是想你的过去。
When you have accepted Christ, the person that sinned is dead.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，那个在从前我们犯罪的那个人已经死了。
A new person lives.
一个新的人活着。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, So then if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. What is old has passed away.Look, what is new has come.
哥林多后书，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，看那旧事已过，都变成新的了。
That deals with our guilt in response with God.
这个来处理的是说，我们跟神之间因着我们犯罪而产生的罪疚感。
How about our guilt between each other?
那关于我们彼此得罪、彼此犯罪、得罪别人，这个罪疚感怎么处理呢？
Often we do something wrong and we truthfully feel guilty about what we've done to someone else.
若是你得罪了某一个人，伤害了他们，你就会知道，你心里知道说，哎呀，我做错事情了，我伤害了他们。
What do we do?
我们会怎么处理呢？
If you read the story of the prodigal son,He shows what to do.
若是你读过关于浪子的故事，你就知道说，他是怎么样处理。
He realized he was wrong. He went back and made it right.
他意识到自己做错了，所以他就回到他父亲的家里，去做对的事情。
The holiest day of the year for the Jewish religion is Yom Kippur.
有一个在犹太教里面有一个人叫 Yom Kippur.
This is the day of atonement.
他说今天是赎罪的日子。
That means where confessions are made to God in order to be reconciled with him.
以至于我们可以来到神的面前跟神认罪与神和好。
However, the day before that, there is Erev.Not Yom Kippur.
在赎罪日之前的那一天叫这个的 Yom Kippur.
The Lord commands the Hebrew nation to be reconciled with each other.
在赎罪日的之前的那一天，神要求以色列的人民每一个都与他们的邻舍和好。
For they were to be right with each other before they could come be right with God.
你的人际关系，你跟别人之间的关系，必须要先修复，去和好，去认罪，然后才能来到神面前与神和好。
Jesus reinforced this in many of his teachings.
耶稣在他很多的讲道里面都在强调这一点。
Matthew 5:24 says, "Leave your gift there in front of the altar. First, go and be reconciled to them, your neighbor. Then come and offer your gift."
马太福音5:24说，就把礼物留在坛前，先去同弟兄和好，然后来献礼物。
Perhaps you've heard in Alcoholics Anonymous about the 12 steps that are the foundation of the program.
你可能听过戒酒协会里面他们有12步脱离救你脱离这个瘾症的方法。
Step 8 says, make a list of all persons we have harmed and become willing to make amends to them all.
其中有一步是说你列一个清单，把所有你伤害过的人的名字都写在上面，然后去跟他们一个一个的道歉，与他们和好。
Step 9 says, make direct amends to such people wherever possible.
接下来第九步说是说，若是你有机会，不论什么时候都要修补你曾经伤害过的人，修补你们的关系。
It adds, except where to do so would injure them or others.
除非当你这么做的时候，你会再一次的伤害你身边的人。
What keeps us from doing that?
我们为什么不愿意这样去与人和好呢？
I'm sure you've heard the excuses.
我相信有一些我们经常找的借口。
I don't know where they are.
我找不到这些人。
They've probably forgotten about it.
我伤害过那些人，他们可能已经忘了。
It would probably be embarrassing to them.
我现在去找他们的话，可能会很尴尬。
That doesn't matter. We are told to be reconciled with our brothers.
这些借口其实都不重要，因为神告诉我们说我们要与我们的邻舍和好。
Jesus deeply values all his children.
耶稣非常看重他所有的孩子们。
So if we've done something wrong to someone else, God takes that very seriously.
若是你犯罪得罪了你的弟兄，那神在神看来这件事情也是非常严重的。
It may take effort, but you need to try to make it right.
你可能要非常努力才能够修补你已经破坏了的这个关系，但是你必须要去把这件事情解决。
In doing that, you can be free of that guilt.
那以至于呢，我们就可以被从罪疚感中释放出来。
I have to admit I have done this, and the person refuses to accept my effort.
我必须要承认说，曾经我尝试向一个人道歉，请求他的原谅，但是他拒绝接受我的道歉。
But I can stand before God and say that I went to them, I tried for their forgiveness.
当我见到神的时候，我可以坦然地来到神面前说。我试过了，做了我能做的部分。
And the Lord has given me freedom because now it is on them.
所以神就释放了我，给我自由，因为现在这个问题就变成他们和神之间的事情。
We could go deeper in that, but that's another sermon for another time.
好，我们可以关于这一点，我们可以讲另外再讲一篇道。
There is a very dangerous type of guilt.
有一种罪疚感其实非常危险的。
This is when people use guilt as a weapon.
这就是当人们把他们自己的罪疚感当成一个武器。
Beware those people who embrace guilt as a strategy to manipulate things around them.
当人用自己的罪疚感来操纵他们身边的人。
This is very effective because we as human beings,have a tendency to feel guilty.
因为这个非常有效用来操纵别人，因为我们作为人都会有或多或少有这种内疚感。
This weaponized guilt is kind of a psychological germ warfare.
这种武器化的罪疚感就像一个灵里面的一个细菌战。
There are many signs of this weaponized guilt.
科学家或者心理学家他们研究了很多关于这种武器化的罪疚感。
This type of guilt sets up tests.
这种武器化的罪疚感它就会设置一些测试。
Hear statements like, if you loved me, you would fill in the blank.
你经常会听见人这样讲说，如果你爱我的话，你就会怎样怎样。
I don't see why you just can't and fill in the blank.
我不明白你为什么就不能这样做呢？
They are setting you up through guilt to fill their satisfaction.
当你听到这些话的时候，你就知道这种操纵你里面的内疚感。若是你不按照他们说的做的话
，tests like this say really say prove to me you're a good person.
基本上他们是在说，你如果是个好人的话，你就通过做这件事情向我来证明。
Otherwise, shame on you for not doing what I want.
不然的话，你要不做我想让你做的话，那你就其实非常可耻的。
There are a group of people in the Bible who are experts at this.
在圣经里面也有一群这样的人。
We call them Pharisees.
我们叫他们法利赛人。
Remember in John 8, they brought Jesus a woman who had been caught in adultery.
在约翰福音里面有一段他们把一个行淫中被抓住的女人带到耶稣面前。
And they set a test for him.
他们就为了要试探耶稣。
His answer in verse 7 was, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her.
耶稣回答说，你们中间谁没有罪可以先拿石头起来打他。
In the light of God's love and truth, their weapon of guilt and shame disappeared with them.
在耶稣基督的爱和公义里面，他们的这种操纵罪疚感无效了。
Weaponized guilt also destroys trust.
武器化的罪疚感也会摧毁我们之间的信任。
This guilt causes pain, and it wants people to change their view of things.
这种武器化的罪疚感会使别人非常痛苦以至于他们想要他可以改变别人。
How can you trust someone who is constantly causing you pain?
但你怎么可以能够信任一个人，如果他一直让你觉得痛苦呢？
It's impossible for two people to have a relationship of honesty and openness if one is constantly throwing guilt at the other.
若是两个人彼此之间完全的坦诚其实很难让一个人，其中一个人一直在向另外一个人输出让他觉得愧疚的事情。
In Matthew 23, verses 3 and 4, Jesus again addresses this.
在马太福音23章3到4节耶稣就在谈论这个罪疚感。
He says, So you must be careful to do everything they tell you, but do not do what they do. For they do not practice what they preach. They tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders.But they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要遵行，但不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能行。他们把难担的重担捆起来，搁在人的肩上，但自己一个指头也不肯动。
Weaponized guilt refuses to forgive.
当武器化的罪疚感他拒绝原谅和饶恕。
We can go to someone and say, I'm sorry.
我们可以跟我们伤害的人说我很抱歉。
And they may answer, that's okay, we're good, or I forgive you.
那他们的反应可能会就说没关系我们都没事了。
Yet in a few days they say, remember when you did that?
那过了几天他回来他又跟你说你记不记得你曾经做过这件事情伤害我
Or you owe me because of.
或者他跟你说你还欠我的因为你对我做了这些事儿。
They didn't forgive you.
就是说明他们并没有真正的原谅你。
There's no excuse for that.
这个是其实是没有借口的。
Romans 2:1 says this.
罗马书二章一节。
You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same thing.
你这论断人的，不论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的，自己所行的却和别人一样。
Another couple of things about this kind of guilt is, one is it's often projected because of someone else's guilt.
经常发生的就是说，这个武器化的罪疚感，很多的时候是从别人投射到他们心里面的。
This is where the person feels guilty about a certain action and then blames someone else for that same action.
很多的时候都是因为这个人他自己觉得他做错了一些事情，他觉得有罪疚感，他就要把这个罪疚感投射到别人，转移到别人的身上。
They might accuse someone of lying when they themselves have been lying.
他可能会指责别人说别人撒谎，其实因为他也在撒谎。
Here we go back to the Pharisees.
那我们就又回到就是法利赛人所做的。
John 9:26 through 41 talks about this. Actually, I'll go first 28 through 41.
约翰福音九章二十八到四十一节，他就在讲这样一件事情。
Jesus had healed a man of blindness.
耶稣治好了一个瞎眼的人。
And this man had stood up for Jesus in front of the Pharisees.
那当法利赛人去求证这跟这个以前瞎眼的人求证的时候，这个人就起来维护耶稣。
And they proceeded to throw guilt back at him.
那这些法利赛人呢，就要迫害他，要让他觉得有他是个罪人。
Verses 28 and 29 say, Then they hurled insults at him and said, You are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses.We know that God spoke to Moses, but as far as this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from.
他们就骂他说，你是他的门徒，我们是摩西的门徒。神对摩西说话，我们知道的，只是这个人，我们不知道他从哪里来。
Yes, you know, again, building themselves up because they felt guilty, they wanted this man to feel guilty.
法利赛人在这边就在武器化这个罪疚感，他想要让这个以前瞎眼的人觉得有罪疚感，其实因为他们自己被定罪。
Running down to verse 39, where Jesus now is speaking to the man again.
现在看，让我们看第三十九节，耶稣对这个瞎眼的人说
：“For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind.” Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and said.And asked, What are we blind to? Jesus said, If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains.
39到41节，耶稣说，我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，能看见的反瞎了眼。同在他那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说，难道我们也瞎了眼吗？耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见，所以你们的罪还在。”
And then there's the person that will inflict the most guilt upon you.
最伤害人的一种武器化的罪疚感。
You.
其实是你自己对自己做的。
Self-inflicted guilt is a weapon that we use against ourselves.
自己攻击自己的这种罪疚感。
Some people embrace guilt like it's a part of their expected purpose in life.
有些人就这样拥抱罪疚感，就好像这就是他们生命的一部分一样。
Perhaps they've been the scapegoat of their family for years.
可能他们对他们的家人已经这样做了很多年。
Perhaps they have a problem with self-worth.
也可能他们自己的自我价值感不是很高。
Perhaps it's an effort to get sympathy from others.
也有可能他们想要从别人那里得到同情和怜悯。
I have seen instances where through a twisted form of conceit,
我也看到这种人们把这种虚荣扭曲了。
The person felt that anything that went wrong in the world was their fault.
然后他们就任何时候发生一件不好的事情，他们就归罪到自己的头上。
You don't have that kind of power.
其实你哪有那么有能力啊？
Let's remember that the one who truly has control of the universe took our guilt upon him.
在宇宙当中最有能力的那一位，他把我们所有的罪疚都担当在他自己的身上。
So by trying to take the fault of other things upon ourselves, it's somewhat an insult to God.
若是你因着别人犯的错，你想要去承担放在自己的肩上，其实你在侮辱耶稣对我们所做的事情。
We're just not quite that important. It's not our job.
你其实没那么重要，你也做不了这种为别人承担罪的事情。
Family, friends, and especially parents fall into this trap.
家人朋友尤其是做父母的人常常会因为别人的罪而谴责自己。
When someone that we love makes bad choices, we sometimes feel it is our fault.
当我们所爱的人做了一些错的事情的时候伤害他们的 事情的时候我们就责怪自己。
If only I had been there.
如果那个时候我陪着他。
If I had raised them differently.
如果我他小时候我用另外一种方式养大他。
If you've fallen into that trap, listen very carefully to this next verse.
若是你也有过这样的时候请特别注意这一句经文。
Galatians 6:5 says, "For we are each responsible for our own conduct."
加太书六章五节，因为个人必担当自己的担子，就是为自己的行为负责。
There are those that embrace guilt because they don't think they deserve the blessings they have.
也有人就这样拥抱了罪疚感因为他们没有办法接受从神而来的祝福。
Remember who directs your paths, who brings you your blessings.
记住你的祝福都是从神而来的，神的手也领我们走要走的路。
Accept them with joy and appreciation.
你就这样欢欢喜喜地接受从神而来的祝福。
James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows."
雅各书一章五节说，所有的好的恩典都是从神来的，我们就应当欢欢喜喜的接受。
So accept those blessings; they're His gift to you.
这些都是从神而来的礼物。
There's no guilt there.
不需要觉得有罪疚。
In closing, what do we do when guilt arises?
那作为结束，我们就在看说，当我们罪疚感又出来的时候，我们应该怎么办呢？
I do four things.
我有四步是我经常做的。
Analyze why you feel guilt.
你分析一下你为什么会感到内疚。
Remember, feelings are very subjective and can fool you.
你要记住感受感觉都是非常多变的，它可能不是事实。
Secondly, is there really a reason for the guilt?
第二点，问你自己，你的这些罪疚感真的是有原因吗
？Or is it being put upon you by others？
还是这是别人加在你的心上的
？Or are you accepting the responsibility of someone else's action？
还是你在尝试替别人为他们的罪疚而负责
？Get an objective opinion。
你可以寻求一个客观的别人的意见。
Talk。To someone else who's not affected by what you're feeling guilty of.
你可以跟一个人找一个人谈一谈，这个人他不受这件事情的影响，没有利益冲突。
You need an outside viewpoint.
因为你需要一个客观的意见。
And fourth, pray.
第四步就是祷告。
It's very important that you let the Spirit talk to you.
非常重要的是允许圣灵来对你的心说话。
If the guilt is valid, take action immediately.
若是圣灵说，你这个罪疚感就是因为你犯了罪，那你就要立刻行动起来。
It may be an action between you and God or you and another person.
也可能犯罪得罪了神，或者是犯罪得罪了别人。
When you've done these things, please remember you do not embrace guilt.
当你做这四步的时候，你一定要记住说，你不要去接受，你就要拒绝接受罪疚感住在我们的心里。
Romans 8:1 says, Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
罗马书八章一节，如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
You, children of God, are not condemned.
我们都是神的儿女，我们不被定罪。
You have his love, you have his support, you have his forgiveness.
神爱我们，支持我们，并且神饶恕我们，若我们认自己的罪。
Go forth from this place today, guilt free.
因此我们就可以把罪疚都留在身后，努力向前奔跑。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Thank you, God, for your forgiveness.
主耶稣，谢谢你饶恕我们的罪。
Lead us in a path where we are guilt-free.
求你使我们能够走在一条生命的路上，以至于我们不用被罪疚感所捆绑。
Help us deal with each other in a loving manner.
帮助我们能够彼此认罪，彼此相爱。
Lead us on how to treat each other in a good way.
帮助我们能够彼此饶恕。
Help us confess our sins both to you and to others where necessary.
帮助我们能够来到你的面前认罪，并且彼此认罪。
We accept your forgiveness and your blessings.
主啊，我们接受你给我们的饶恕，我们也接受从你而来的祝福。
We pray this in the name of Christ Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。